With lockdowns across the country, telehealth boomed a few months ago, and that unprecedented growth is expected to continue. But when it comes to mental health treatment over a screen, it's getting mixed reviews. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Logan Potter is a senior at Boise State University. Like many others, the pandemic is affecting her mental health.
I was struggling quite a bit, so I was like, I need to go to therapy.
With the lockdown, going to a provider's office was out, but her school's health services helped her find a therapist online. Once she started seeing them, though, she realized there was a problem. Privacy. She lived with her boyfriend.
I was living in a studio apartment, and there was literally nowhere to go unless I was going to, I don't know, go to therapy while in my bathroom or something.
It also turned out that it wasn't that easy for her to find the right therapist. It wasn't that she didn't like her online match.
I think that she was really nice. I think that she, like, just wasn't a good fit for me, but then finding somebody who is a good fit for me is very challenging using telehealth.
She also needed a psychotherapist to prescribe medications and who would be available with advice if she had side effects. That didn't happen.
I ended up actually disliking the experience so much that I just stopped going.
At the other end of the spectrum, Jennifer Ekstrand is enjoying the new format. Yes, she says she's had some tech challenges, like grainy video or her rabbits chewing on computer cords, but overall,
it's had a surprising benefit in making me feel less self-conscious. I sometimes struggle to maintain eye contact while discussing my trauma in person, but since eye contact is so different with video, I don't feel like I'm breaking any social norms when I break eye contact.
These two different responses probably don't surprise Logan Lambrecht. He's a psychotherapist and says while telehealth is helpful, it's also been a mixed bag.
A lot of the clients that transition to telecounseling, I would say about a third to a half of them have asked to come back to in-person, just wearing masks with physical distancing in our office space.
As well as seeing patients, Lambrecht teaches students in the counseling department at Idaho State University Meridian. To learn, those students take on their own clients, and they've had to go through a crash course on teletherapy.
I think a lot of the training that's available hasn't been incredibly good. I think our students, even though they went through a certification process, we saw a lot of gaps in terms of really thinking about like the interpersonal applications of telecounseling.
So he's now working with his students to create their own best practices using resources of the school, like access to research. But here's the thing. When it comes to teletherapy, there's not much research on how to do it well. Dr. Chris Fohr believes we need to prioritize teletherapy as part of general training, and the research on the best way to do it will follow.
That research often takes place in those types of institutions and universities. So if they were starting to train, my assumption would be they would also start researching and developing those best practices that would have a broad evidence base.
Fohr is the founder and director of the Telebehavioral Health Center of Excellence, which serves Native tribes through Indian Health Services. That center has been around for 12 years, and he says they've learned some key bits of information about how to use teletherapy more generally, like being clearer with what you say or using your hands more.
And we have to train the provider to stare at the camera because then it looks like you're making that eye contact.
But aside from the lack of research on best practices, he says there's another big issue, internet access. The center used to provide telehealth at clinics, but with the pandemic, moved to a more in-home model.
So as someone that's been doing this for many years, I knew the digital divide existed, but I had no idea, unfortunately, of the breadth of the digital divide in Indian country.
They've had to use phone calls instead for some, which he says isn't ideal, but at least provides access. And he says it's clear that many patients are really liking access, any kind of access, that's close to home. So he expects telehealth to just keep growing and becoming more of the norm, even though some areas and some people may have a harder time with it than others. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.